And now, from one of America's top four hospitals, it's Talking About Your Health with specialists from Cleveland Clinic. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Osteoporosis is a common, preventable, and treatable form of metabolic bone disease. My guest is Dr. Chad Deal. He's the head of the Center for Osteoporosis and Metabolic Bone Disease in the Department of Rheumatology at Cleveland Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Deal. Tell us a little bit about what is osteoporosis.
Hi, Melanie. Osteoporosis is a disease characterized by low bone mass that increases the risk for fractures. We call it skeletal fragility. It's a common disease. There are probably over 10 million people with osteoporosis in the United States, defined as a T-score on a bone density test, and another 35 million with osteopenia or low bone mass.
Who is more likely to get osteoporosis, men or women?
Both men and women get osteoporosis, and it's a common misconception that only women have osteoporosis. For instance, about 20% of all hip fractures in this country are male. So it's a substantial minority of osteoporosis patients are male, but females are more likely to get it, mainly because they go through menopause and the withdrawal of estrogen leads to rapid bone loss, whereas men do not have an abrupt testopause. They have more of a gradual reduction in hormones over their lifetime.
Dr. Deal, although there are uncontrollable risk factors, you know, age and gender, that sort of thing, what are some of the risk factors we can control to help us prevent getting osteoporosis?
Well, there are a number of risk factors that we can do something about. Probably the biggest ones would be excess alcohol intake, defined as 3 units per day, 3 glasses of some kind of alcohol is a risk factor. Smoking actually is a huge risk factor. Nicotine is very bad for the skeleton. Not having an active lifestyle is a risk factor because weight-bearing exercise, and by weight-bearing, I'm not talking about lifting weights, I'm talking about heel strike activity. That kind of activity sends a mechanical stimulus through the skeleton that stimulates bone formation. Proper nutrition is really important with calcium and vitamin D, either in your diet or if you're not getting it in your diet, in your supplement. Those are all things that the individual can do to reduce their risk for developing this disease.
How is it detected? What are the tests? You mentioned T-score, and people have heard about bone density tests. You know, now these are being offered in many various places. But tell us really, what is the good gold standard bone density test, and what does that T-score mean?
So the way to detect this is a bone density test. And this test is inexpensive and widely available. It's paid for by most insurance companies. It's certainly paid for by Medicare every 2 years. A bone density test just is a simple test that measures the amount of calcium in your skeleton. And we have a system for evaluating the severity based on T-score, which is the terminology would be a standard deviation unit below peak bone mass. So we compare where the patient is to where average women are at age 30, and we give them this T-score. And the World Health Organization has defined osteoporosis as a T-score less than minus 2.5. And the National Osteoporosis Foundation in this country recommends that women and men with a T-score less than minus 2.5 be considered for pharmacologic therapy.
Tell us about the pharmacologic therapy. What do you do? What's your first line of defense if somebody is headed towards osteopenia or osteoporosis?
So we have two ways to decide on treatment. One is If a patient has osteopenia, and that's a T-score between minus 1 and minus 2.5, we apply an algorithm or a tool called the FRAX measurement. FRAX is a World Health Organization absolute fracture risk tool that tells us the 10-year risk for fracture. And based on guidelines published by the National Osteoporosis Foundation, if your 10-year risks are above a certain level, treatment is recommended. Treatment is generally recommended in all patients if their T-score is less than minus 2.5. The mainstay of treatment in this country is, and over the world, are bisphosphonates, and these are Fosamax, Actonel, Beneva, Reclast. They've been around since 1995, and they're very effective at reducing the risk for fracture. We also have other options. Certainly a woman who is on estrogen for menopausal symptoms, we know that estrogen is effective therapy at preventing bone loss. We also have a medicine called denosumab or Prolia for patients. It's a every 6-month injection. And we have an anabolic therapy, and by anabolic I mean a bone building therapy that's been out since 2002 called Forteo, which is actually a daily injection.
So then what can patients do that have been diagnosed with osteopenia, headed towards osteoporosis? They're going on Fosamax, they're doing some of these modalities. What can they do at home as a lifestyle to really help them increase their bone mineral mass?
So we talked about things to avoid, like alcohol and tobacco, and we talked about things that you should do, like some kind of exercise that involves sending a stimulus through the skeleton, and that is just can be as simple as walking, or as tough as, you know, aerobics and step aerobics or anything. That's very important. And then having an assessment of the amount of calcium in your diet. The current recommendation for calcium, either in the diet or supplement, are 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams per day. And vitamin D, about 1,000 international units per day. All those things, in addition to the medications, are very important for helping to maintain or increase bone mass.
And do you like to work with your patients nutritionally so that they learn some of the foods that can also help them and the exercises that can help them to maintain strong bones?
Yes, every patient in our clinic does a diet history, and we do an evaluation and assessment of the amount of calcium and vitamin D in their diet, and we either ask them to increase their calcium in their diet if it's subpar, or take a supplement, and the same thing is true for vitamin D. For patients who, for instance, who are older and might have a risk for falls as assessed in the examination room, physical therapy is a very important component for that, to increase muscle strength and do balance exercises, reduce the risk for falling, because we always say you can treat somebody with a medication from now until the cows come home, but if you don't address their fall risk, you're not going to prevent the fracture, because even the patients with normal bone density, if they fall, can have a fracture.
And Dr. Deal, in just the last minute, if you would for us, please, give us your best advice for people with osteoporosis and why they should come see you at Cleveland Clinic.
Well, the first advice is be sure to get a bone density test at the appropriate interval. So every woman over 65, every man over 70 should have one. And if you're younger than that, for instance, a woman after menopause between, say, 50 and 65, if you have risk factors like family history, low body weight, current smoking, or if you're on a medication that might result in or accelerate bone loss like chronic steroid therapy or aromatase inhibitors after breast cancer, you need to get a bone density. So getting that first test to make an assessment of your fracture risk is really critical. So take advantage of that. Like I said, insurance will usually cover that. And then after that, you need to have a discussion with your healthcare provider about whether or not you need pharmacologic therapy or whether you can just do some lifestyle modification, increase calcium and vitamin D, and do some exercise to maintain bone mass, and then get another bone density in 2 years to assess the impact of those interventions.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chad Deal. We're talking about your health with Cleveland Clinic. For more information, you can go to clevelandclinic.org/room, R-H-E-U-M. That's clevelandclinic.org/room, R-H-E-U-M. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.